Hello, and welcome to the podcast for So Timeless, the Sudbury Symphony Orchestra's March concert happening March 29th, 2014 at 8 o'clock p.m. at Glad Tidings. My name's Dawn Cadavan, I'm the Executive Director of the Sudbury Symphony, and with me is Jamie Arrowsmith, the Sudbury Symphony's Rehearsal Conductor, here to talk about the pieces on the program and what you can expect to hear at the concert. So Jamie, this concert is called So Timeless, and I think what makes it so timeless is it's all about goodbyes and the emotion behind goodbyes, which I think everybody can relate to.
Yeah, there's something about saying goodbye which can be bittersweet, can be sad, but you can also be looking forward to the time when you'll see those people again, maybe the people to whom you're saying goodbye, or the place or the thing to which you're saying goodbye will always linger in your memory. I think there's certainly that element to this program, not least of which because of the second piece which we have programmed, and that is the Farewell Symphony by Franz Joseph Haydn. Now, there's a bit of a story behind this symphony. When Haydn was working as the composer for the Prince of Esterhazy, which is in present-day Hungary, it was part of the Austria-Hungary Empire at the time, he had his own orchestra with his own musicians, and the prince was keeping the musicians rather late in the season. They were wanting to get home. It was getting to be the summertime. They wanted to go and see their families. They'd been kept for quite a long time, past their usual, sort of deadline. And so Haydn wrote this symphony, but he gave us a little twist at the end. At the end of the piece, the musicians are instructed to snuff out their candles. At the time, there were no lights in the concert hall. They all had to have their own candles on stage. So they were instructed to snuff out their candles and one by one leave the stage until there were only two solitary violins left on stage playing together. So a little bit of an anticlimactic ending, but I think Haydn was trying to get the message to his boss that, it's time to let these people go home. And we guess the prince got the message because the musicians were dismissed, they were allowed to go home shortly afterwards. So that is kind of a funny twist at the end of this piece. It is kind of poignant, though, because it means that it was sort of, at the time, it would be the end of the season. These musicians would not see each other again for a little while until they started practicing again a few weeks later. So, interesting way to sort of open this program about the timelessness of saying goodbye. But we start off the concert with a beautiful overture by Wagner, and it's actually the overture to an opera, right? That's right. This is the overture to one of his more famous operas, the Meistersinger, and the opera. I'll give you a little bit of backstory about the opera. It is about a group of musicians in medieval Germany who were involved in a songwriting contest. There were musicians guilds and singers guilds and so on at the time, and it was quite a normal thing for them to get together and have competitions to see who was chief among them or the most talented. And so this opera is dedicated to music. Beautifully enough, this opera is about one of those kinds of competitions. And the young hero of this opera, Walter, steps up to be the most talented and the most beautiful songwriter of the group, and the opera sort of follows his trials and his difficulties in navigating that sort of that landscape. And it is a very tuneful opera. There's a great deal of fanfare in the overture. Wagner is trying to make us think about all of the pomp and the circumstance surrounding the ceremonies and the sort of formality of the competition of this very important songwriters guild. Of all of the sort of staunch that exists within them. So he gives us this great sort of fanfare theme, but also in the middle of the overture, he gives us Walter's tune. a little bit of the song that Walter writes and performs towards the end of the opera. We hear a little bit of that in the middle of the overture, and it's just an absolutely beautiful tune. One of his most tuneful melodies.
So it sounds like that's sort of the American Idol of the day.
Yeah, something like that, yes.
So, and that works really well because, you know, this concert features so many heavy-hitting superstar composers. You know, we've got Haydn, we've got Wagner, and then we've got Liszt, who back in his day was, you know, the superstar of all, people throwing their handkerchiefs and everything on stage.
He was the rock star. He was the biggest star of the day. People, women were falling all over themselves trying to get to him and just to see him, to touch him, to talk to him. He was the rock star. You're absolutely right. And so yeah, very 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 interesting parallel there. The way that Walter in Die Meistersinger is the star, the one who rises to the occasions from the low ranks of these singers to become the superstar. Liszt himself, as the real-life rock star, he was already at that status by the time he was writing the music that we're going to hear on this concert.
And we have two pieces by Liszt on this program, both in the second half.
That's right. What a great way to end this program. The first piece on the second half is the first piano concerto. We're really excited to have our guest artist, Sheng Kai, who himself is a superstar on the piano, and I think the audience is really going to enjoy his energy and his passion performing what is undoubtedly one of the most passionate pieces, certainly from Liszt's repertoire. As you know, Liszt himself was a very, very good virtuoso piano player. Lots of flash, lots of difficult passages in his music. He knew really well what was possible on the keyboard and what wasn't, and he really pushed those limits as far as they could go. And so I think that as an audience member, I would want to listen for and watch for the acrobatics that the keyboard player is going to have to perform in order to pull this piece off. Very, very exciting, very, very dexterous sort of passages, a lot of really fast 16th note passages, really great contrast in dynamic, but also great leaps along across the keyboard from the low to the high register. I think it's going to be a really enjoyable, almost fireworks really in this concerto. I think it's going to be really enjoyable.
You mentioned at the very beginning, goodbyes can be bittersweet.
That's
you know,
right.
Both sad and then looking forward to something new. So what do we have musically to look forward to at the end?
I think the end of this program is absolutely perfectly picked in terms of the repertoire. This is a piece called Les Préludes by Franz Liszt, the same composer as the piano concerto. And the reason that this is kind of bittersweet is that Liszt has, he gives us a little bit of a synopsis of what this piece is supposed to be about. And you might think that it's strange to have a piece called Les Préludes, preludes, right? Something that's supposed to precede something. How that might be strange to have at the end of a concert, but listen to what Liszt has to say. This is the first line of the poem which he writes as the opening to this piece. He writes, "What else is our life but a series of preludes to that unknown hymn, the first and solemn note of which is intoned by death?" Now that may not sound so cheerful, and Protector, perhaps not necessarily a really cheerful way to end the program, but Liszt does go on in the sort of kind of extensive poem to talk about the different challenges of life and how man has to rise to the occasion to meet them And the piece itself is certainly reflective of that. It is full of great fanfare, great energy, some really sublime musical moments. But that bittersweetness that we were talking about in terms of saying goodbye, that Liszt relates to in his opening line of the poem that he writes for this piece, I think that's a really apt way of describing this piece. We get a really sort of sweet tenderness that happens throughout this piece that ends with this really great sort of triumphant, looking forward. And I think the audience is really going to... They are going to live along the roller coaster, the emotional roller coaster that this piece produces, and I think it will be a great way to end the concert, and hopefully leave us with a sense of wanting more, and you can all come back to the next concert after that.
This is Dawn Catapan and Jamie Arrowsmith saying that we hope to see you at So Timeless, Saturday, March 29th at 8:00 p.m. at Glad Tidings.